Well, turning to world news now, and voters in Morocco head to the polls today to elect a new parliament. With 33 parties competing for seats, no single party is expected to emerge with an absolute majority in the 325-member lower house of parliament. Irene Lagan reports.
Ultimate authority in the Kingdom of Morocco rests with King Mohammed VI, who took over the monarchy from his father in 1999. In addition to fighting poverty and human rights abuses in the country, King Mohammed has been determined to maintain his country's tolerant and tourist-friendly image. Bishop Vincent Landel of the Diocese of Rabat in Morocco said that while Christians living in the country legally cannot be granted citizenship, relations with Moroccan citizens are amicable.
Les chrétiens au Maroc n'ont pas de difficulté pour vivre.
Christians, many of whom work in healthcare and education, live entirely without fear or threat. Last week, the United States granted nearly $700 million in economic aid to the North African nation, which is considered by the U.S. to be a non-NATO ally, after cracking down on Islamic militants following the deadly suicide bombings in Casablanca in 2003. I'm Irene Lagan.